Good Tuesday morning. You're listening to Your Care, Our Mission, hosted by Humboldt County Memorial Hospital and KHBT Radio. Today we are talking with Dr. Benjamin Paul. Our topic is sunscreen and taking care of our skin through the hot temperatures and sunny days. Good morning, Dr. Paul. Welcome to KHBT Airwaves.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me this morning.
So when we're talking the warm temperatures and sunscreen and taking care of your skin, what recommendations do you have for us?
Yeah, well, the most obvious recommendation would be staying out of the sun when you can. But we know that's not always fun or easy to do. When being out in the sun, there's a few things we recommend. One is sunscreen, wearing longer sleeve clothes when you can. And there are clothes that are lightweight that can protect the sun but still not keep you hot. And then wearing a hat, a full-brimmed hat, staying in the shade when you can.
When we're looking at these different types of sunscreen, you know, some of them go all the way up to SP 50. Do you recommend the same for all skin conditions?
Yeah, good question. Definitely the lighter your skin is, the more risk you're going to have with the UV radiation from the sun. I'm going to say there's two different types of UV radiation the sun gives you, UVB and UVA. The SPF is based on how it protects against UVB radiation, which is the one that gives you a sunburn. But both types can give you a higher risk of cancer. We recommend using at least a SPF of 30. And the higher the number, the more protection you're going to get from that sunburn. It's kind of linear, so 30 should be twice as good as 15, and 60 should be twice as good as 30. We know also that the higher numbers you get, the more sticky it is, the more oily, and it's hard to use too. So we use at least 30 as our recommendation.
And how about application? If some kids are going down to the aquatic center here in Humboldt, how often do you recommend that they apply the sunscreen?
Ideally, you would put on the sunscreen 15, 30 minutes before you're actually out in the sun, and then it should last 90 minutes or 2 hours. At least every 2 hours you should be putting it on. The more you're in the water, the more it can wash off, even if you have that water resistant or waterproof sunscreen. If you're in the water a lot, probably should be about an hour and a half that you reapply.
With the constant exposure to the sun and UV rays, a lot of times that can promote skin cancer. Is that something that you wanted to talk about this morning?
Absolutely. Skin cancer is one of the more common cancers that we see. Current research showing that most of the damage to your skin causing cancer occurs before you're 26 years old. So definitely as children or young adults, be very judicious about the sunscreen to prevent those cancers. If you do see new spots in your skin that are worrisome, that are dark colored or abnormal borders, meaning they're not perfectly circular, or if they're large, I would recommend getting in to see a doctor to make sure that you don't have some of the skin cancers that we need to worry about.
And that's just done through some very simple testing, correct?
That's just looking at the skin, and from our experience, if there is something that we're concerned about, then we would take a biopsy, take that part off of the skin off, and then send it on to see, is this truly a cancer or is this not?
So if somebody does have a concern before they head out into the warmer temps and exposure to the sun, and they have questions about a mark that they have, who should they call for more information?
Yes, they can come to our clinic here, the Unity Point Clinic. Our number is 515-332-2015. And then there are Lakes Dermatology is here as well if you want to schedule with them.
Dr. Paul, anything else for the good of the cause?
Yeah, I have one more thing to say. I do get a question often between vitamin D exposure and sunscreen. It seems like a catch-22. You want to be out in the sun so you can get this vitamin D, but you don't want to be in the sun because you don't want to get burned or to have the skin cancer exposure. Currently, what we're seeing with the research is that sunscreen does not affect vitamin D levels. So you can use sunscreen to protect you from the harmful UV radiation, but still get that vitamin D.
Dr. Benjamin Paul is with Humboldt County Memorial Hospital and Clinic, and this has been Your Care, Our Mission, hosted again by HCMH and 97.7 The Bolt. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you. Have a good day.